Translation: the inhabitants of Dwarka were regularly accustomed to look upon the reservoir of all beauty, the infallible Lord, yet they were never satiated. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When the ladies of the city of Dwarka got up on the roofs of their palaces, they never thought that they had previously many times seen the beautiful body of the infallible Lord. This indicates that they had no satiation in desiring to see the Lord. Anything material seen for a number of times ultimately becomes unattractive by the law of satiation. The law of satiation acts materially, but there is no scope for it in the spiritual realm. The word infallible is significant here, because although the Lord has mercifully descended on earth, He is still infallible. The living entities are fallible, because when they come in contact with the material world, they lack their spiritual identity, and thus the body materially obtained becomes subjected to birth, growth, transformation, situation, deterioration, and annihilation under the laws of nature. The Lord's body is not like that. He descends as He is, and He is never under the laws of the material modes. His body is the source of everything that be, the reservoir of all beauties beyond our experience. No one, therefore, is satiated by seeing the transcendental body of the Lord, because there are always manifestations of newer and newer beauties. The transcendental name, form, qualities, entourage, etc., are all spiritual manifestations, and there is no satiation in chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no satiation in discussing the qualities of the Lord. And there is no limitation of the entourage of the Lord. He is the source of all, and He is limitless. The inhabitants of Dwarka were regularly accustomed to look upon the reservoir of all beauty, the infallible Lord, yet they were never satiated. Hare Krishna. different points that Srila Prabhupada tries to convey to us here. The law of satiation, where first that they never thought, the ladies of the city of Dwarka, they never thought that they had previously many times seen the beautiful body of the infallible Lord. There was no satiation in desiring to see the Lord. Prabhupada says also, tells us that a devotee always long to see the Lord. Always desire very, that's his life, desire to see the Lord face to face, to see Him. He's a person, and for the devotee, he is a supreme, attractive person, everything is complete with Him. But the devotee ultimately, he just want to see Krishna. The Prabhupada said, the devotee always desire very much to see the Lord. But he will not require that from the Lord. because that would be contrary to his to the mood of devotional service. You know, we're not here to ask anything from the Lord. We know that Yatma suprasidati, aitukya pratiyata, only through pure devotion, anyabhilashitashina, jnana karma anavritam, nothing directed to me, either material or philosophy or spiritual, beyond problems or whatever, or reach, eternal. No. It's all directed to Krishna. It's very big change in our life. A big change, because to be directed towards something or somebody regularly means you have to love him. Otherwise, you have, Prabhupada told us in France, otherwise you have so many things to think about, or so many, or to love like that, to be interested in. But, to be regularly a devotee of Krishna, we have to develop love for Krishna, some attraction. So, of course, we have Vaidhi Bhakti, and it is, you cannot hope to be just one amongst billions, and you are, or for me, it will be Kripa Siddha, just mercy. It is there to encourage us, because ultimately we know that Kripa, this mercy of the Lord, is, ultimate and absolutely necessary ingredient to perfect our endeavor in devotional service. Or whatever we do is to, Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, the mercy of the Krishna, or the representative of Krishna, that's, everything, whatever it is, our sadhana, our philosophical understanding, our prayer, our service, our book distribution, ki, right? Everything is just to mean to finally, offer that at the lotus feet of Krishna, where is, Prabhupada, Krishna, Prabhupada, the spiritual master Prabhupada, he is at the lotus feet of the Supreme Prabhu, therefore all other smaller Prabhus are at his lotus feet also. And we offer whatever we do in our life as aspiring devotees, we offer that to the lotus feet of Krishna and beg for his mercy, waiting for it, not asking, okay? I did it, 16 rounds, my quota of books and my service, and I resist to, get on the case of this devotee who was really not nice with me. I just, okay. So now, okay, Krishna. No. It's all very nice. This would be not nice. It's not very pleasing when you are just doing things and, A, I do A, I must have B. This is material life, There's no sweetness, there's no rasa, we say, there's no thing from the heart. It's all, physical, mathematical, biological, informatical, or whatever it is, it's just, nothing new, nothing fresh, nothing purely spiritual. So, yes. So we do all our service, our practice of Krishna consciousness, and it is an offering to the mercy, begging the mercy of Krishna. And of course, when we say Krishna, especially when we speak about mercy of, being enthused, always, constantly, that means, mercy means Krishna gives mercy through his devotees. So we know this point that it's right to ask the Lord, please, my Lord, I need you for whatever I try to do, to be, you know, a good person, a good devotee, unmotivated, just super, whatever it is, you know, I need your mercy, you know, something free, something, no price, you know, you cannot buy it. I did everything I could, but, you know, it doesn't wait much, you know. So now, you know, I need mercy. So this mercy, Lord Krishna, oh, very, very good. You know, you have understood the relationship. You are just a servant, and I am your master eternally, like, you know, Hanumanji. It was his main prayer, huh? My dear Lord, something like, my dear Lord Ram, you know, if you offer me any benediction, any blessing, be it, you know, that I don't want anything, but if you really want, give me, be it that it will be something that will not make me forget that I am your servant and that you are my eternal master. So Lord Krishna is happy when, you know, he sees his servant is in right direction to attain his lotus feet and his mercy. And then he inspired, okay, so, you know, please you, you can go and ask this mercy to my devotees. They are very dear to me. So like, you know, the usual image or analogy, someone who is very, you know, potent, rich, well-known, you know, Bhagavan, like that. Someone who is very, you know, you cannot attract him with so much. But he has one, not weak point, but he has one soft point. Yeah, soft point. And that's his little child or his you know, dog, as we said, or whatever. You know, he has, you know, he's a big man on top of everything, but he likes, you know, some, he has some affection. And if you please, is you know, if you serve his soft point, then that goes right to him, you know, behind all protocol, all endeavors, you know, related to his beauty, strength, knowledge, detachment, fame, and everything, you know. So Lord Krishna, I said, okay, you did everything to try to do what you are supposed to do, to obey. You know, Vishnu Padaya, you know, we becomes obedient servant of the Lord, the creator of this world, the father of all living entities. Okay, we stop being a rebel, you know, we follow the laws, and we do the Yuga Dharma, you know, even though it is a special Yuga Dharma, it is first, you know, to be obedient, we chant, you know, Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, change the name of the Lord, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Nasti Eva, okay, there's no other way, although many things can be nice, you know, civilized morality, or pious activities, or, you know, Vedic things like that. Whatever the Lord told us in this age, you know, that my desire for you, or my instruction, you know, my instruction to you in Kali Yuga, you can do many things, but I want you to chant my holy name. And I bless that. I give myself fully in it. Namam Shari Bhagavad Nija Sarva Shakti. And if you do this simple thing, then, you know, this is approved. This is approved. You know, it's not coming from your conditionment. You know, it's approved by me. It is instruction, you chant my holy name. So we chant Hare Krishna, oh, my mind is going everywhere. That's okay, no. Whatever it is, but I have to obey. And it will be he will be pleased only by that, you know, at least. So we do it, and we have full faith that becoming different from before, at least, no, I'm obeying, you know, I'm some regularity in my life. Not many things, but at least putting as a priority the instruction and the blessed instruction of Krishna as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we do that, you know, then we are in, well, in good position at least to start, you know, begging the Lord, you know. So I try to obey you. I need your mercy. I want to see you. Because otherwise, I have to admit, you know, obeying you sometimes gets, I get, no, it doesn't get, but I, because I'm not very, you know, my heart is not very open. So, it's, you know, it's offensive, but I don't get very enthusiastic. I feel like, you know, routine thing. I'm chanting, I'm obeying. I don't do this and I do that. And but, you know, so I need your mercy so that my heart can also open up. You know, not only from the brain or the body, but from the heart. And then it says, okay, my heart, I gave it to my devotees. They are my, this is my soft point, you know. You obey me, okay? That's nice. I recognize you as my, mine. But there is distance. But if you become, if you try to, if you really want to come near me, you know, obey, try to serve my devotees. I will be very happy to see my devotee pleased. Oh, who did that? Oh, this person, this devotee. Oh, you know, thank you very much. You know, you made him happy, and this is, that's my pleasure. This is Krishna's God's pleasure, is to see his devotees happy. And how the devotee, his devotees can be happy when they serve him. They see, you know, it's reciprocation. So it's up to what time? 8:30, okay. Oh, there is. Okay, I have it there. Okay. It's all right? Okay, let's breathe a little. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Feel release, relief that we are obeying. We are chanting Hare Krishna. I'm not anymore a thief. I offer my food to the Lord. And I am not anymore, you know, a criminal, you know, doing bad things, you know. I'm not anymore Naradama, you know, not caring for the goal of human life, you know, reestablish my relationship with, you know, Supreme Master of this world, the Supreme Father in my heart, like that. Oh, no more fear. That's already something. You know, I can start, you know, breathing and looking forward some magical goal in my life, you know, to open my heart to others and, you know, really, you know, some transcendental thing, you know, completely, you know, out of myself. It just comes by some mercy. So the ladies in the palaces, they had this, you know, they were longing always to see the Lord, but they never asked for it. They were, you know, by nature, ladies, you know, a little shy and reserved, you know. But from inside, wow, it was so, not shy, you know, whatever. They were really like, you know, I want to, you know, take him in my arm and, you know, just, you know, whatever, you know, I want to see him. So they immediately climb the stairs and go to the palaces. That, you know, I could not, you know, anyway, I don't know these things. We read things like that, you know, sometimes devotees, they close their eyes, you know, and, oh, Krishna inside, and sometimes they want to see him. There was a discussion that I think the four Kumaras, when they saw Lord Vishnu coming after incident, you know, Jaya and Vijay, the Lord, and they offer prayer, and they saw the Lord, and they close their eyes, you know, not because, they prefer to see him in their heart. He was there now. But just your ecstasy, you know, it's one symptom, you know, oh, Hare Krishna, and then, oh, Krishna. One day we will see Krishna, yeah? Yeah, why not? I mean, I see you, and you see me. You know, Krishna is a person. It's strange that we don't see him. It's crazy. We see everything. We see We see his energy everywhere. That's from him. We see his spirit souls. We see persons alive, you know, looking, smiling, hearing, and we don't see, you know, him. What a crazy world, crazy life. We don't see Krishna. You know, this is not some extraordinary feat in one sense. In the spiritual world, it's just a natural life. You are with God, and he's there, and your consciousness just naturally, you know, irresistibly attracted to give him some satisfaction, some pleasure. And therefore the relationship is eternal and newer and newer. So, yes. They never thought that they had previously many times seen the beautiful Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, Anantarupam. Every day is different, you know. Like we see the deities, like one devotee was saying, yes, today in Soho, nice celebration. One devotee said, yeah, Krishna, I don't know why he was saying that. He made it. In French, it's il fait semblant. Anyone knows how to translate il fait semblant in English? He made it as if he appears as a deity. But actually, he is Krishna. You see the little point? Huh? He made it that, okay, I appear as a deity, you know, please, you know, worship me, love me, this and that. But in one sense, you know, we worship the deity of the Lord. But he is Krishna, he is the son of Nandamara, he is Krishna himself. He made it as if he is a deity, which is already fantastic. But he is Krishna. Okay, so many, many forms of Krishna, Anantarupam, and Navayuvanamcha, Advaita, Machutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, Adyam, Purana, Purusham, Nava, Yuvanam Cha. Yes, is Nava Yuvanam, always fresh. Well, go back home, back to Godhead. You know, are we ready to give up any other things, any change in life? Just eternally look at Krishna. Yeah, he's going to be ever fresh, ever changing. Because love, the seeing, or whatever relationship, is through the heart. You know, and it's like a, you know, big wonder, each like that, eternal, you know, anandam buddhi, anandam buddhi vadanam, yes, anandam ayobhyasat. But, it's, you know, class we have always to balance, you know, trying to glorify the Lord, but also to show that, you know, what we should not do. So Prabhupada does it. Anything material seen for a number of times ultimately becomes unattractive by the law of satiation. The law of satiation acts materially, but there is no scope for it in the spiritual realm. It's a law, satiation. Therefore, we have to change the goal constantly. What is the verse in Bhagavad Gita? Aksharam, you know, but your nature is always changing. No? Sanskrit? No? Aksharam? I don't know, anyway, something like that. So anyway, Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, material nature is always changing. Therefore, you know, we cannot just grab one goal. We have to change. We take one goal. Oh, I would like to have this. I would like to do that. I would like to reach this. And once you have it, or you do it, or you reach it, oh, great. But soon, you know, it becomes satiated. It's a law. We experience that, eh? Example? Anyone has an example of something, wow, fantastic, and after, well, of course, we all know. Huh? Material songs, yes. Material songs, yeah. You know, so many things in our life, you know, we have experience, you know, we are really, oh, you know, expecting I could have this and that, you know, and like Christmas gifts, you know. Oh, I hope, you know, that my parents, they're going to give me this, you know. So either, you know, they give something else, eBay, you know, just send it back, you know. Or, oh, it's fantastic, I have it, you know, and even after, you know, 2 days or 2 weeks, you know, it lies in a corner, and, you know, law, it's a law. It's a law. You cannot say, no, no, it's not true. And, yeah, it's a law, and we experience it. So, satiation. Yeah. Pati na Krishna parto satova minito bivadieta griya vratanam adanta gobiya vishtam tamisham punak punacha vitachava nanam. We know this one at least. Punak punacha vitachava nanam. Chewing the chewed. You know, we change, we follow material nature. You know, oh, I'm not satisfied anymore with this or with that or with this person or that person. I change. But actually, it's a, you know, same desire, me, mine. So it's just another way. But the attitude, the motivation is the same. And you're going to be in thirst for a little while and feel satiated, try to find something else, somebody else. So it's a dangerous way of life to be passionate, you know. Dangerous, you're passionate. You know, I want this, I want that. I want, you know, you're going to be, you know, forced to, you know, change again and again and again. And bodies, you know, change of bodies constantly, another one. Force, it's a law. So we have to find the eternal goal from, you know, with which we will never be like satiated, bored like that. And, you know, Krishna, because he is only spiritual, he is completely spiritual. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Spiritual means, you know, eternally alive. Nothing, you know, appear, grow, and open, and decay, and finish, you know. Not like that. Life is eternal, you know, never comes into being like that. But Krishna's life, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's life, or personality, or name, like that, they are ever increasing, ever changing, a Supreme Life. And because we relate with God, not with Brahman, not with Hare Krishna, not only with peace and spirit like that. No, we relate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is eternally, you know, manifesting new aspects of himself, just to attract his devotees and to inspire them to do newer. To give him new sentiments, new feelings, new service. Okay. Yeah, satiation. This is such a cruel law that we are submitting to voluntarily. Cruel law, you know. So much endeavor to reach our dreams. And when we reach it, it's not, you know. We all know that what is satiating is ultimate material, you know, pleasure, bodily pleasure, sex life, you know, you reach it, and then it's a Latin proverb, Latin word, you know, it's what is it, homo tristus post coitum. You understand, eh? Homo is the man is feels, you know, after it, you know, feel well, okay. And you have to change and try again. Punak punashavita shavanam. So it's a law. And it's cruel, you know, to submit oneself. It's cruel to oneself. To submit oneself. We are human beings. You know, we have the opportunity to enter into, you know, beautiful, blissful goal, beautiful life, relationship with Krishna. And people in general, they are, you know, submitting to this, working so hard, you know, physically, socially, familially, and everything, you know, so hard. And, you know, doesn't make them blissful in the train, in the streets, in the closed door, you know, in the streets, you know, like that. And closed door in front of them, you know, they, oh, what's my life? You know, what's my life? You know, it's, you know, I'm not satisfied, I'm missing something. So it's cruel to submit oneself to something which will make us, you know, disappointed, you know, like that, at the end of life. You know, I never, you know, it's fantastic to see devotees at the end of their life, you know. You know, to be they are still enthusiastic, blissful, at least enough so that they go right to, you know, heroically toward, you know, death. And they are not, you know, my life was, you know, stupid or, you know. As a doctor, I saw many people dying, and I never saw anybody dying like, oh, you know, wow, great, you know, I made it, you know, in this life at least I was, you know, chanting the name of the Lord. It was approved, and I begged his mercy, and I felt it was there, and oh. And now I'm sure he's going to give me some shelter. So that's, you know, that's life. That's a nice life. You know, sufficient to make it successful. So there is another point that Srila Prabhupada makes about this, you know, association, material association and spiritual no association, because it is Krishna. One point is the word infallible is significant here, because although the Lord has mercifully descended on earth, he is still infallible. This point is very often discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Prabhupada purports. Now, although, you know, we are all here in this world, and we see each other, we have, you know, we have a life, we have a body, we grow, this and that. And Krishna, you know, we heard about Krishna, everybody knows about Krishna in India and everywhere now in the world. He's a person, okay, you know, he spoke Bhagavad Gita. So if somebody spoke Bhagavad Gita, that means he's a person, he's someone. Doesn't, you know, the word. So he's a person, Krishna, but he's not a person like us. He's a unique, he's infallible. You know, very important. Achuta, you know, it doesn't chute, it doesn't fall down. In French, you know, in a chute. It's a chute, you know. Achute, achuta. So, one person is different from all others in this world. Krishna, when he came, when he appeared in this world, it was not a fall down from spiritual to material. You know, either by karma, or force, you know, because of past material activities, action, reaction. Or by some so-called, you know, materialization of Brahman. No, nothing like that. You've got Brahman all of a sudden forgets himself and, you know, it makes no sense, you know. Or, you know, Brahman, you know, which includes or culminates in Param Brahman, Krishna. Brahman saying, oh, you know, we are all one, so those, you know, the cut Brahmins, it doesn't make any sense. You cannot cut spirit. So those little fragments of Brahman, they forget, I bring them back, and for again being just, it doesn't make any sense, this impersonal philosophy like that. So Krishna, when he appeared, is not material. No, he doesn't have a karmic body. He doesn't have a material body. Because, no, he has a spiritual. He has his body, God's body, made of eternity, made of spirit, cognizant spirit, full consciousness, and made of joy. You know, transcendental happiness, bliss, as we say, ananda. No, he is spiritual body, and his body is. Completely spiritual, transcendental, any part is conscious, blissful, acting, can do, you know, all powerful. This is Krishna's body, this is Krishna's personality. Ajopi sana vyayatma, butala misfalopi san, prakriti mshama vishnadastaya. I always miss one line. You know, although I take birth as all of you, actually, you know, I appear by my own will. And my transcendental body never, you know, deteriorates. You know, I'm Krishna, And for your pleasure, my devotees, I made it. I am a baby. I am a child. I'm start growing up. And now I'm taking care of the cows. Oh, everybody. And now I grow. I'm a young youth. That's okay. That's enough. I will remain eternally useful for you, like that. So, Krishna is a transcendental body. Never falls down. He's never subjected to the laws of this world. Time, time means past, present, future. Appearance, maintenance, disappearance. No, Krishna is not beyond that. He's not under that. He's beyond. He created this thing, the material time. He created the space, Vrindavan, village, And the whole world is in Vrindavan. The whole material world is in Vrindavan. The whole spiritual world is in this village. And, Achintya, Achyuta, Achintya. Inconceivable for this very, very small and imperfect and conditioned brain we have now. The brain of the soul is into this Achintya Shakti, Inconceivable, because God can do anything and everything. He can play with matter, he can play with time, physical laws, biological, whatever. And not only the spiritual world, we can do that also in the material world. This is even more confusing. We can think, oh yes, God in the sky, we don't know what's going on there, it's all, powerful, must be far out, But in this world there is laws, Already some miracles, a little miracle, like, get up and, you are dead, okay. But when things start to be big, lifting a big hill, Govardhan ki, Jai, Govardhan Lila, or opening his mouth and, in him, everything is in him, And he's in everything, It doesn't fit in our brain, these things, And 5,000 years ago, on this planet, Krishna appeared. And he did all kinds of things which are contradictory with the laws of nature. The physical, time, space, doesn't fit it. But he did because his devotees are open to his Achintya Shakti, Nature is infallible. No, he's not limited. He's limited, unlimited. Not only unlimited Brahman, unlimited energies, but he's unlimited in his pastimes for the pleasure and purification of his aspiring devotees. We need to break the barriers of our, understanding of what is things, So for Prabhupada, he broke our conditionment on evolution, science, whatever, things, he said, no. He broke it. It's not easy, to wear so much condition, and we have a vision, everything starts from me first, then from my family, my town, my country, my planet, and then all of a sudden, my education, and then boom, you have to break that to enter into Krishna's family, Krishna's world, our real family, our real world. We have to break the conditionment. It's painful. It requires a leap of faith. Leap of faith, it's English, Yes, it requires a leap of faith, of course. And it is not foolish, it is devotional. Yes, I fully understand that, by my wrong choice of independence from the Lord, I have been creating a limited vision of life, of world, of everything. And I just very difficult for me to change that. I can go a little beyond, but, there's always some limits. But I want to reach the lotus feet of Krishna. Limitless, In his world, in this world, limitless. And for that, And then we need, you know, a spiritual master, you know, a big acharya also, like Srila Prabhupada, to break our conditionment, you know. It's, you know, but we do it voluntarily and with faith, you know, that, you know, Krishna is my real friend. A friend will never do something bad to you. No. He may have to push you a little, but with, you know, with well-wishing, love, and even is firm like that. So we have to break that and reach the limitless kindness of Krishna and his and his devotee. Oh, 1 minute. So Prabhupada speaks about that. His body is the source of everything that be, and it goes back to, right after that, the reservoir of all beauties beyond our experience. Nice sentence, huh? Is a reservoir of all beauties beyond our experiences. Reservoir of all strengths, all knowledge, but beauties. You know, we know this is a most attractive opulence of Krishna, specific to Krishna, is beauty. And he made it like that. You know, he appears, he wants us to focus on his beauty, even, you know, especially in deity form and pastimes and his name. Very beautiful, Krishna's name. Every name of God, you know, the Father or Allah, whatever, very beautiful, transcendentally beautiful. But Krishna, well, really, that's far out. It's a beautiful name, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Ma Mantra, and beautiful form of God, and beautiful pastimes, and beautiful entourage, and Nanda Maharaj, and cows, and coward boys, and the grass of Vrindavan, and the little gopis with sidelong glances, and the world of Vrindavan is just beauty. You know, it's not only opulence and harmony which is there, but it is, you know, beauty for the heart. So it's a reservoir of all beauties beyond our experience. Yes, you know, beyond our experience. You know, it is said as a song of the birds, you know, what can be most beautiful in nature, you know, and beautiful, harmonious nature, and you hear, you know, so beautiful, you know. But it's most beautiful. But it is said it is a smile of, it's an indication of the smile of Krishna, a beautiful smile of Krishna, indication, beyond our experience. You know, it's something which is beyond experience, you know. Krishna's, okay. Therefore, nobody will be ever satiated by seeing the transcendental body of the Lord. And then Prabhupada finished, the transcendental name, form, qualities, entourage, etc. All spiritual manifestations, and there is no cessation in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Who remembers three things he said at the end? No cessation in chanting the holy name. Anyone remember? Two others? Do I remember? Yeah, one, two, and the name. Don't speculate. If you remember, you say it. You don't remember, it's okay. We all know. You know, name for. I remember he said, no cessation in the, no limit to the entourage of the Lord. That's the last one. There is no limitation of the entourage of the Lord. There is no cessation in discussing the qualities of the Lord. Yeah, reading Prabhupada books, never satiated, discussing with Prabhupada. You know, we discuss, when we study, we are discussing with Prabhupada. You know, Bodhantas Parasparam, Katayantas Manchan, Dushanticha Ramanticha, you know, Bodhayanta and Katayanta, we discuss, you know, oh, reading, studying, oh, that's great. And Bodhayanta asking questions, oh, Prabhupada, I don't really understand that. What Prabhupada wants to say here? Get into it more. Oh, yeah, maybe, or you ask, hey, Prabhupada, what do you think, this and that? So it's a discussion with Sri Prabhupada, you know, about Krishna's qualities. We are invited in this, you know, Hari Bhakta Sangan to take prasad together. Chaturvila Shri Bhagavad Prasad, Hari Bhakta Sangan. No satiation, yes. I'm very grateful, I could finish on that. I'm very grateful, as I often say, to Prabhupada and Krishna. I could say to have given me Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, because All these years of Krishna consciousness have been, yes, really, newer and newer, better and better. It's a risk. You choose a goal in your life. I want to become rich, or become, a nice family, or I want to become Hare Krishna. Wow. Okay, you jump in, cut the bridge behind, you're shaved up, finished, you cannot go to the cinema like that. Everybody knows, hey, Krishna, what are you doing here? Anyway, and it's a risk, I'm 20, I'm 30, I'm going to make it, to the end. I get bored at the end, or, I try it, but at the end, it's my humble experience. Honestly, it has been better and better, and always new. I can say that, definitely. Wow, so rich a life, so rich days, day after day, never boring, Of course, we have to have faith and accept the challenges of purification, the challenges of new attraction. Everyone has his own rhythm, pace of progressing, but it has to be dynamic. You see Lord Chaitanya's mercy given to us by, Prabhupada, and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna's Namo Mahavananya. Yeah, Haribo. Okay, no question, no time. And otherwise, I like also to discuss. Anyone to want to still discuss or question or comment? Huh? 5 minutes? Anyone wants to add? No, not adding, because question. I am supposed to answer questions. The one who gives class, he has to be. Any question I can answer? About Krishna, about Krishna service, marathon, bhajan, about Krishna French yatra. You like it, French yatra, I see you? Huh? Wow, we had a good time together, huh? She, Prabhu made a play in New Mayapur with your friend, what was his name? Aka? No, you made a play, theater. That was great. We had a really good time with Prabhu there. So, you want to say, New Mayapur? Yes, about New Mayapur? How can I dare to say anything about New Mayapur when I am in this beautiful, transcendental manner and deities and devotees like that. But, in New Mayapur, one thing is that, you heard it, Prabhupada, when he chose New Mayapur, he said, very good for devotees. And then he said, but he installed Krishna in Balaram. You all know, Krishna Balaram. Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan and in New Mayapur. Only two places he did. And he said, in Europe, it's going to be very difficult. Because Europe is old, It's old. It's not like the New World there in America. It's old, so we are, not much energy. We try to maintain, we are a little proud of our past, but, it's past. So in Europe, it's going to be hard, So you need spiritual strength, he said. But it was in India when he said that. But now, for Europe, in New Mayapur, we have Balaram. And spiritual strength. Nayam atma laba, nayam atma bala in Indalabia. That will be okay. So for Europe, New Mayapur is there for spiritual strength. That's a good point, huh? Although some may want to separate from Europe, but at least when Prabhupada said it, we were all together. So that's on an eternal platform, Anyway, France and England, it's a long story of, I love you, I hate you, and it's like that. Materially. But spiritually, we are very linked, Radha, London, Ishvara. And Radha, Paris, Ishvara. Two deities in the world, named like that, Really, no? So, New Mayapur is a very important place for Europe, including Britain, for spiritual strengths. Everything else is no material strength, as you may know. It's a very difficult place, materially speaking, France and New Mayapur, no opulences and like that. But it's far out. When the ground is flat, but you see this because it comes out. If there were as many other furnitures, we don't notice it. So New Mayapur is, a little flat, as far as opulence are concerned. Just the nature, opulence of nature, beautiful. Nature, space, peace, freedom, very beautiful. But there is one opulence, there is a spiritual strength, and you feel it there, Balaram, Krishna Balaram, and Prabhupada, he survived, we survived through so many difficulties, just on the spiritual strength, So you may experience that. You may come and get the blessings of Balaram through the instruction or blessing of Prabhupada, spiritual strengths. Or you may find where is the southeast here, that's New Mayapur, that's where is Balaram. As they do for the Mecca, Okay, I got my 5 minutes extra, thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhaktavrinda ki jai.